Streaming TV fans have a new option for their attention starting today. Warner Brothers Discovery debuts Max, a service which combines the programs from HBO Max and Discovery Plus into one ginormous platform with some original content thrown in. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is watching. Hi there, Eric.
Hey.
Okay, so millions of people already have one of these services that are getting bundled together. What exactly would be included?
So this streaming service is what industry observers expected when Warner Brothers Discovery was created over a year ago. Now, you might remember that HBO's owner, Warner Media, merged with Discovery Inc., and it was expected back then that this new company was going to create this larger streaming service just to put all their material in one place. So Max brings together HBO Max stuff, which is HBO Originals, the DC Universe, Warner Brothers Films, CNN, with Discovery Plus material from platforms like TLC, HGTV, and the Discovery Channel. And the company also promises an average of more than 40 new programs or season of shows every month. So that includes a new Harry Potter series and a spinoff of The Big Bang Theory. And even though there's a writer's strike, Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav says it's not going to impact this launch that much, at least now, because they have a lot of content that they've already produced in advance.
Okay, so they're making this consolidation at a time where streaming services have grown enormously but have now been under a little bit of stress. How does the cost of this compare with what people were getting before?
Well, if you have HBO Max, for example, the pricing may seem the same, but there's some important differences for media nerds. So if you already subscribe to HBO Max, today you're either automatically update to Max or you'll be asked to download an updated app. Discovery Plus subscribers can stay on that service or they can move over to Max. And there's going to be three tiers of service. So you can have a super cheap version with ads at about $10 a month. You can have a version without ads for about $16 a month, which is about what you pay for the top level of HBO Max right now. And they've created a top level subscription called Ultimate Ad Free that has higher resolution and sound for about $20 a month. And of course, there's a yearly fee, an annual fee that would be a little bit cheaper.
Is this heading in the direction of the old cable TV model where you essentially pay one price and you get a whole bunch of channels?
It does feel a little like that. They're positioning Max as a more family-friendly, broad-based service than HBO Max. And I think that's one reason why they dropped HBO's name, which is often associated with more adult-oriented content. Sure. And these changes position them so they can better compete against the bigger streaming companies like Netflix and Disney+.
But what effect do you think this is going to have on the broader media landscape?
Well, you know, I wonder about HBO's brand, for example, which has stood at the forefront of cutting-edge TV for decades, from Oz and the Sopranos to Game of Thrones and Succession. Yeah. And now HBO just becomes a big cog in an even bigger media platform. I mean, it still exists as a cable channel, but its name isn't leading the big streaming brand anymore. And I wonder what that's going to mean for their programming. I'm not sure there's that many media consumers who are equally interested in Succession and TLC's Dr. Pimple Popper. And I hate to see Max kind of dilute its programming to appeal to some imagined version of middle America. And, you know, one of the promises of streaming is that you pay for exactly what you want to see. And a service like Max is bringing us closer to this cable TV kind of system where you're paying for what you like, but you're also paying for things you don't like or you don't care about. And that seems kind of like a step backward.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks.
Thank you.